think we can say with some gladness in our heart, Ma'aracha Shnia. Not bad, only I think it was 21 Shirim got us through the beginning. Okay. And as always, Rav Elbe has hakdamas and all sorts of things that lead up. Yediyas atzmenu machricha litkein atzmenu. This is a very important point already. Knowing yourself is not enough. And that is where many people end. That's where many people end in their growth. And not to be mezalzel in it, chas v'shalom, but there's people that they spend a tremendous amount of time knowing themselves, and then that's it. Somebody once said to me, I was talking to him, I recommended that maybe he go to see someone professionally. He said to me, there's no reason for me to see someone professionally because they can't tell me anything about myself that I don't already know. As I tried to explain to him, that you don't go to see someone to... It's true that sometimes you learn things about yourself, but a very self-aware person, now you're going to learn skills. This person, he had a tremendous amount of self-awareness, he really did. But he was mamish a vegetable. He could not get off the couch. He could not get up in the morning. It was a pachad. But to see someone, I don't need to see anyone. What are they going to tell me? His vision of working on himself was knowing himself. That he already did it. Look where it got me. It got me nowhere. Adar Rabba, it got me more depressed. Knowing ourselves is mechayev us to rectify ourselves, because the rectification that we do is everything that we're here for. There's a big misunderstanding in the world today when people talk about Ar Lagoyim. That's like, I'm an Ar Lagoyim. So that gives people license to do whatever they want because they're an Ar Lagoyim. Ar Lagoyim means that we work in a certain way, we operate in a certain way, and in that way the whole world is paying attention to us. That's not narcissistic. We know the world is paying attention to us because the world was designed to pay attention to us. That's the very first Rashi in Chumash. The Umas Olam are going to say, you stole the land. Who has conversations like that? Why are you talking to us that we stole the land? If we stole the land, kick us off. The pshat is that we're in a dialogue. That's the nature of a Jew. A Jew is in a dialogue. Memela, ipso facto, that's what he is. So therefore, when we rectify ourselves, that's how we bring tikkun to everything around us. That's how we reveal HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. Yediyas Atzmenu was a precursor to tikkun. It was never the end. It was always just the beginning. V'zeu inyan ha'prakam ha'boyim. So whereas up until now we've been dealing in a theoretical world of Alei Shor, of understanding all of our different parts, now it's tachlis, it's lamaisa time. As we mentioned, the first is that obviously it comes as a result of the fact that we know ourselves. This is going to be a whole new way of seeing the Torah. We're going to see the Torah from the inside out. Like the difference between the two luchos. The first luchos had everything that the second luchos on, and vice versa. They were exactly the same. But we know that they were very, very different. The Ar Gedalia brings that the first luchos, we understood everything because we were inside of it. When you're inside of something, so then you understand everything that comes out from that. The second luchos, everything was spelled out. So you're on the outside and you have to try to figure out how to get in. The rectification that a person can do on themselves brings you to the internal world of the Torah, which is a fundamentally different vision of Torah. Today, the word Pnimiyas HaTorah has become a very big buzzword in the yeshiva world today, to understand Pnimiyas HaTorah, because that's what we're looking for. We're looking to see things in the clearest way from the inside out. That is not something, as we'll see in a moment, that's not something that could be taught. It's not Brisker Derech that we're talking about now. Brisker Derech is an important, very important way of analyzing the Torah. When we talk about a person living Nechnasim Pnimala Torah K'tosh, you're talking about a way of being. It's a whole different thing, as we will see. We already expressed, and we've all been quoted from all the different Gedolim and Tzadikim throughout the Dairus, and how they were Noyig, and how they rectified themselves, how they saw things. Now we're bringing here a very important gra, that we will see that every single Jew in his own way, these last minutes before Mashiach, how we're supposed to be noig. Ki ein daitem daimim zilaze, ve ein tevish ne adam b'shavim. Every single person has to go in his own way, because no two people are the same. Because we were designed fundamentally to be to underscore, not only with our children, certainly with our talmidim, and really in any way, any people we encounter, this is why advice is asur. You cannot give advice. How do you know what's going to be best for that person? Unless you have some sort of special chachmas aparsof, nevuah, that I don't know about, it's not a good idea to be giving advice. How do you know what's going to work for that person? Adar Rabba, a person has to learn himself, as we spoke about before. In the olden days, that's how it worked. You would go, you would show up at the Navi's tent, wherever the Navi lived, the Navi's house. You'd knock on the door, the Navi would take a look at you with his incredible insight and his removal of ego, of his own ego, that is, would be able to see the shayrish of your neshama, and he'd be able to understand exactly what you have and exactly what the challenges of this neshama and this guvar together. This is a whole different ball game that we're talking about back then. What is my tafkin in this world? Answerable questions. Everybody has Ruach HaKadosh. Nevuah, not everybody has. That's a tough thing. Not everybody has it, and even those that could have it, it requires a tremendous amount of work to get there. Ruach HaKadosh, every single person has. So what was Ruach HaKadosh? It was a certain madriga that a person would reach, and then they would know what to do. Ashrei Adam lo yachshav Hashem lo avon ve'im beruch ramya. Claimer ki machshavas Adam hu me'arba tivos eishmaim ruach afer ve'hin neged dal ruchas Hashemayim ve'hin neged dal oisiyas Hashem. As we explained, Rav Volpi explained this in the first ma'aracha, that a person is, by his definition, he's a trickster. By his definition, he's a shyster. To himself. To others for sure too. But even to himself. Because we cut him, we have four different things that are inside of us. Eshmaim, Ruach, Afar. And we already said this is Keneged the four winds, and this is Keneged Yudke Vavke. Gasha Yesh Ba'adam Ruach Shalem. Shekol Adal Ruchos V'chein Adal Yisoydes. Hinem Arkavel Adal Eiseyes Hashem. It's very beautiful what the Gros says over here, no? That when a person is Shalem, the Hainu, that all of the four winds and all of the four Yisaitis that are in the world are a Merkava, is a check for the Talad Oisiyas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ve'im Berucha Shum Daifi, As Teuchin Ruchai Hashem. So then your innards are a Merkava for the Rebbein Shalom. You are Batul Umavatul to the Rebbein Shalom. Like the Malachim. V'chol Darcha Yish Zach Be'inav, V'zehu Rabbeis Machshavas Plevish, V'atz Hashem Yisakum. Who amongst us can say we've reached such a beautiful madrega? We're all working there, but who could say that we've reached there? That we could say that we're mamish in a place like the Malachi Asharis, that they're in mamish in a state of nasiv and nishma, the kavala Hakadosh Baruch Hu, k'meshikasa b'zayir pashas va'ira kizesha ein beruchah rami yisbarchu. Which is also interesting to think about, that the fact is that our natural state is to be Davak Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu. Like the Maral says in the beginning of Netzach Yisrael, that the natural end of Galus is Geula, because it's just like a rubber band, right? The rubber band's natural state is sort of limp when you stretch it out, but as soon as you stop stretching it out, it returns to its natural state. The natural state of Klal Yisrael is to be in Eretz Yisrael, to have Beis HaMikdash, Merav Yamenu, this is where we're supposed to be. L'maisa, we're in a state, for whatever reason, Sinas Chinam, all sorts of things, and we're in a very unnatural state. As soon as we stop that, so we can get back to the natural state. And this is what it means. Naturally, we should be Davak Ba'Kadosh Baruch Hu, except that we're made up of Eish Mayim, yeah, Ruach HaNafer, we're made up of these Dalad Yisraelis, and we're here, and so Memela, we're not batal to the Rebbeinu Shalom. But if a person was really batal to the Rebbeinu, if you're batal, so then Memela, you're attached, because now you don't have all those blockages, which is very exciting to us, because we tend to think of the Rebbeinu Shalom as very, very far. But Kikarev Alecha Hadavr Ma'od, that's what Tanya is all about. Kikarev Alecha Hadavr Ma'od, we're very, very close. How could you say we're so close when we feel so far? Like the Gros says right here, it's not fundamentally different Torah. Yeah. Well, look, the gross is right here. It's a bit of blockage. Aval im chasu shalom yesh bilvavo shorish katon shpurish ulan az yesh beruch ramya. But even if a little bit is off, even if it's a tiny little bit, The whole thing is off. Im ye misnaig al pi rucho v'darche ish yosha b'ein avipo mishamayim la'oretz adha shalo yuchol lakon v'yosar m'darche yosha mitzvos v'liyada b'atzmo. A person, even if a little bit is off, and now he trusts himself, and he doesn't see that Ramos that's inside of him, so he's going to end up in a terrible, terrible nefila, mishamayim la'oretz. And he won't be able to be mekayim mitzvos. He won't know himself. He won't be able to get back up. It's a very difficult thing when a person trusts himself. And we know we ought not to trust ourselves, but we do trust ourselves. But it's important, therefore, really, not just to have a Rebbe, but also to have, not just have a Rebbe that we can go to, but also to have a Rebbe who can give us a patch sometimes and say, do you chap what you're doing? Because a lot of times we don't chap what we're doing because we trust ourselves. But it's not, I don't want to say, it's not bad to trust yourself. A person who's in self trusts himself. If I'm in self and I trust myself, then I trust myself to know that I have Ramos in myself. So that's why we talk things out with people. Not that we get stuck. A lot of people get stuck. Say, whatever my Rebbe tells me to do, I'm going to do. Your Rebbeim don't even want you to say that. Your Rebbeim want, this might be something to think about. Not that a person gets stuck, chas v'shalom. A lot of times people get stuck, my Rebbe told me, I don't know. It's, Vada, you have to take charge of yourself, but you also have to know yourself that you can't know yourself 100%, certainly today. So the Ramos that's inside of us is very, very dangerous.
Is it the job of a Rebbe to tell you what to do?
No.
To take you out of your negius and
that's
make
right.
sure you're thinking?
That's right. It's Rebbeim who have this, and most Rebbeim don't, many good Rebbeim don't. Today there's a lot of very young mechanchim that are looking to be Rebbes without ever having done any learning or any work. And so they're busy orchestrating people's lives as if they have shoulders for such things. It's a little silly.
Scary?
Yeah, it's terrifying to see the products of such things. And the way they talk, as people talk, and they're in their us, as if they have like an army of people that will follow them wherever they go. That's what they're building. They're building armies. It's narcissism, you know, couched in Torah. That's really what it is. And that's what, there's a need today, something that never was when we were growing up. Of course, there's a need for to be very close with the Rebbe, and that's a very beautiful gift that today people are very close with their Rebbe. And at the same time, my Rebbe is not my friend. Today, that line has become very, very blurred. Asay lecha rav and kenei lecha chaver have mamish become, you know, it's like ish v'ish over here. You know, they mamish became right? And so they put their arm around the rabbi. Everyone's, you know, like patting them on the back. Rabbi. You're not supposed to be telling your Talmidim what to do. You're supposed to be not even telling their Talmidim what their negiyas are. It's helping them understand what their negiyas are. We do that by really using appropriate questions for the Talmud himself to bring up. And if you see a Talmud and he's clearly lying to himself, in a very gentle way, you could say, it's some other pieces here. You know, let's explore those other pieces. You could bring it up to the surface. Other rabbi, when they bring it up to the surface, I cannot tell you what a difference it makes. Because they owned it. Sometimes a person needs to drop a heavy piece of musr on a person. They need to call them over and say, how could you do such a thing? But even then, it's not to say you do X or you do Y. The parent called me recently. They wanted me to get involved to get their son to make the decision that the parent wants them to make. In a very nice way, I had to say to this father, I mamish think that as a father you have a right to tell your son that this is the decision you would like him to make. You have to understand that my position as a Rebbe is not to tell him what to do. The father was very, very shaken by that. He was used to something else. If my son's Rebbe will tell him what to do, of course he'll listen, which might be true, but why would I ever do that? I said, I'm more than happy to discuss. I think you're making some very important points, and I'm more than happy to have that conversation with your son. It's a very different gisha and chinuch. By the way, it's much slower to do it this way, and 100 times more effective. It's slower, because if you beat the talmidim into the ground, and then you get them to do what you want, so then they'll perform. I can pretty much guarantee it, they'll perform. And what happens when you're not around to do that? So it's like choking the golden goose, you know. Can't lay eggs anymore, because the only reason you got productivity is because you told them what to do. And what about when you're not around? And so then that forces the Rebbe to be a superman. Either you know, person Lamashal is a Rav of a shul, he's got 300 congregants, and it's of course a part-time position, you know, and so he has to teach in two different schools while he's a congregational rabbi, and of course he can never make everybody happy. And imagine he's done that for 20 years. How is he possibly going to be orchestrating everybody's life at once? Even Moshe Rabbeinu had difficulty doing that. That's what Yisro had to say. You got to split it up. Avada, we're not on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a little arrogant to think that we are. V'zeo galal Hashem asecha, galal Hashem asecha. Klamer achshav, ein lanu lalach begdulois v'neflois. Our job right now is not begdulois v'neflois. As lirash yu ma'asenu el Hashem, haynu lefi ritzayne yisbarach. All we need to worry about today, the Gra says, is to make sure that your actions are calibrated. All the big work, the rectifications of the Navi, and even Ruach HaKadosh, the Gra says, today, in these final minutes before Mashiach, it's just, can you try to do some good things that are focused on the Rabbeinu Shalom? And that was in the 17th century. That's all we're talking about. It's just do this, don't do this, focus your actions. So it comes out from this gra that there's three periods. Originally, the Navi would tell you of your neshama exactly what you deem to do. A person could look at his own Ruach HaKodesh. But to do that today, that's crazy. You can end up doing what you want. And your mamish going to think that you're doing it all for yourself, and your mamish think you're the best Jew. Which is a crazy thing that a person could do that. Hatkufa hashlishus, and this third period, Shaldar Esenu, this period that we find ourselves in right now. He shaloi ninsa me rosh lekvaya derech avaydasenu hapratis. It's not about establishing one way. Ti magmasenu ach verak shiyum asenu lefi ritzayna yisbarach. All we're trying to do is be for him. Which is dafka why in these last minutes for Mashiach, narcissism is such a huge trial and tribulation. It used to be that people had ideologies and beliefs before we were born. You know, communism was a real. There was a real struggle for people. Socialism, the Bund, yeah. Those ideologies were real. Today, there's no ideologies. I heard once from an elderly Rebbe that he said, "Today, you guys have it so easy. He said, you don't have hashkafic arguments." He said, "It used to be that people mamish had like the craziest hashkafic arguments. Today, people don't have hashkafic arguments. They're not interested in hashkafic bichlal. They're interested in taiva." He said, we also had taiva. We just had taiva with something real that we were fighting today. It's like, should I waste all of my time in nothingness, or should I do something meaningful? But for our generation, that's a very, very hard thing. And this Rebbe couldn't understand that. Coming from where he was coming from, having fought the battles that he fought, he was in a different world. Today, we're talking about something very simple. We're talking about, can you be for somebody else? Which is why marriages are falling apart all over the place, because how can I be for somebody else if the only thing I want to be is for is me? Which is the Nefesh HaBahamas to the extreme. So today, Revolbi says, based on this growth, we are not trying to find out what our purpose is in life. We're just trying to do the right thing. We're trying to be good. That's I heard Ver Choshevirov was talking about happiness. Everyone today is talking about happiness, right? How do I get the ultimate pleasure? How do I get the ultimate happiness? So he said, you know how you know that happiness has nothing to do with something physical or all these things that they talk about? Because you know why? Because our parents, when they sent us off to school in the morning, they didn't say, be happy. They didn't say, be happy today. What'd they say? Be good today. Be good. Yeah? Because goodness and happiness go together. This is not complicated. You don't need it to be so complicated. Of course, there's very chash of a shirim, five levels of pleasure. It's very chash of a shirim. But at the end of the day, it's if you're good, you'll be happy. If you're not good, you're not going to be happy because you're going to feel empty. That's what we're talking about. It's just being good, doing the right thing for him. Today people are davening for themselves. And it's all about what I can get. Davening today is kemat navei dezar. It's kemat navei dezar. Why? So how can I manipulate the Rebbeinu Shalom to give me what I want? And if he doesn't give me what I want, it's only because I'm getting something even better and he's saying no. That's the whole. I stopped davening. But the answer to that is no. It's not that the Rebbeinu Shalom didn't answer you; he answered you no. Don't worry, tzaddikul. Eventually, your tefillah, no tefillah goes to waste. Eventually, your tefillah will come back in something good. But that's not really what Chazal meant. Chazal didn't mean to say like, all the candy is waiting; you just have to ask. So it's all for you. No, that's not true. That's not what tefillah is. Tefillah is about becoming batal to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. That's what it is. It's an exercise in you are more important than me. You are the source of everything. That's what the word Baruch means. Berecha. You are the source, not me. It's about recognition of my own self. So today, people even are davening in such a way that they're, as I tell my Talmidim, stop davening to the Siddur. You're davening to the Siddur. You're davening to the Siddur. You open up the Siddur. You say the words. You're davening to the Siddur. Then you want to know why you have no relationship with Hashem. I told him, I said, it could be that davening to the Siddur is like what happens if a person goes to a bad marriage counselor. Imagine two people are sitting on a couch and the therapist is sitting in front of them. A classic scene. And the therapist says, you know, the husband is talking to the therapist, the wife is talking to the therapist, but the therapist never has them talking to each other. So, l'tzareinu, we're in a period today where it's difficult to see the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Anshei Knesset HaGedolah said, here's a text. Kilu, you have to practice saying these things to your wife. They're very meaningful, they'll be pile unbelievable things, but you can't say them to the therapist. You can't dive into the sitter. It was only just ever a hechatimsa of creating dialogue between us and the Rebbeinu Shalom. No, it's a beautiful mashal, no?
Yeah.
I thought it was Pasha when I thought of it. I said, oh, Taka, you're right. We were diving into the sitter today. We're diving to get what we want. If I say the following words, it's not an accident that people don't want to daven. I also wouldn't want to daven. That's the classic answer that people say, well, if I knew what the sitter meant, trust me, it makes no difference. I mean, you should learn it anyway. I'm not saying that I'm not being mazalzel in a person's spending time learning the sitter, and even be'ian, but it doesn't make any difference. People, maybe if I read it in the English, so they buy an art scroll one day or a translinear, and hallelujah, praise, O Lord, it doesn't make any difference. Other rabbi, you should know you say it in Hebrew, you'll become much more attached to it. But you have to have enough self to remove self. Okay. V'hine ein lahavim medivrei agra, she'achshav ein lanu l'halach gedulas v'nefloys, but la'avay da'pratis l'gamrei. Don't think, obviously, that a person doesn't have to work on himself. V'nira ki kavanos o'kachi. So what does the Gram mean? B'dereinu ein lanu l'kvaya avay de'seinu ha'pratis al piruach ha'kodesh l'fi shoresh nishmaseinu v'teva gufeinu ki b'zeh ha'tos v'haramye mitzuyos. To try and figure it out based on Ruach HaKodesh, the Shoresh of Neshama, come on, playing games now. It's not going to work. We have too much Ramos inside of us. That you can know for sure. That there's no Ramos. You can know, who did I do this action for? Who did I do this action for? We could look and see this mitzvah is a little bit easier for us and this mitzvah is a little bit more difficult. Which midos are more difficult to fix and which midos are more noyach, more pleasant for us to fix? Which ones require a tremendous amount, which requires much less? Nimsuke anachnu mitoch she'ifaseinu L'kayim kol ha-mitzvos, l'takin kol ha-midos, behechrach anu oimdim amahus avodaseinu ha-pratos. So Rav Volbi here has an unbelievable understanding of the Gra. It's not the pshat that the Gra is saying you don't need to work on yourself now. Adarabba, the only way to get to yourself without any ramos is do. Just do. Look at what you're doing. This is so practical now. Marach HaShniyah is much more practical. Just look at what you're doing. Is it hard? Is it difficult? What pieces are coming up? Now you'll be honest with yourself. Because you see it. It used to be that they could sit and think about it without doing anything. Today we have to do. It's somebody once went to a Rebbe, and the Rebbe said to them, went to the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and they were saying, how do I work on a certain midah? And the Rebbe said, you have to do. You have to start doing nice things for people. And this woman, she went and she said she was so relieved. She was so relieved because she just started doing. Everyone she had been going to was giving her advice. Think about it like this and try to reformulate like that. Oh, you want to be a nicer person? So go be a nicer person. Then see what comes up for yourself. It makes a lot more sense. To us, we need things to be very real, very practical, very in front of us. If they're not, we can't handle it. Otherwise, it's not real to us. Of course, a person today is has to be involved in his own avodah. We're never going to be happy. We're b'nei aliyah. We're never going to be happy to chas v'shalom do a mitzvah stam. Other Rabbi, the more you work on yourself, and more that you're rectifying yourself, getting into your midas, getting into your anhagas, how do I treat people, how do I treat myself, and getting down to the detail of the detail, so other Rabbi, harizam meshubach. Bahadracha hamaisis, asher b'marachazu, hinenu holchem be'ikvais ha'koyches v'hamidah sh'b'yayinu b'maracha ha'kademis, v'nense be'ezos Hashem, lim tzalatzmenu darchaliyah. So up until now, we were talking in the realm of the theoretical. Now we're going to find for ourselves our path. Our path. Yisoid avaydazu hutikon arba yisoidus. As we, remember we spoke about in the first part, that there was dalad yisoidus, and each one of them can I get different midos haros. So now, v'rav isbonin mashakosav agrav v'maymer anal, b'rayim musadam asher zach l'takin kol arbasa. So we're going to see that this for us is going to be a way, what we do now in the Maracha Shniyah, of being metake in all four of these things, which of course are all four inside of us, as Revolvi mentioned, just usually one of them is more present than the other. It's amazing to see, by the way. And they never work together. It's like the lazy person is never the Balkas. Like that really lethargic guy that just cannot get up and put in a day's work. He's never a Balkas. He has a shtickle kas inside of him, but he's never a baal kas. And the person who's a baal kas is never really lazy. It's very interesting to see the Dalai Yisai this literally at play. It's a wild thing to watch, certainly in ourselves. Asher la'avoida ha'masis, mikubolam anachnu mirabosenu, balei ha'musr, tamid rabbeinu agon, rizrosh alantur, zuchus yogan aleinu, ki ikr simas ha'lev, tzrich lios ledvar maktanim, asher ha'odam dash be'ikvav. We're working here on small things. Things that people trample on, things that people are not so used to dealing with. V'dafka tafasta miruba lo tafasta, tafasta mu tafasta. Specifically, if you try to bite off too much at one time, it's not going to work. You should know, Agav, that somebody once said to me, a very chashuv therapist said to me, it doesn't matter where you start. With any of the talmidim, it doesn't matter where you start. Any issue will always get you to the core issue. It doesn't matter. So a person sometimes feels like, I'm working on a small thing, but I've got such a big thing to work on. Don't you realize I have such a big thing to work on? You get to the same place. The problem is when you start in the big place, you're overwhelmed by it, and you'll never be able to defeat it. When you start in the small place, you're also touching those same nekudos, but it's what you can be typhus, so it works. It's like all these gates around the mansion. You just have to get into the mansion, so it doesn't matter what gate you take. So if one gate is just too big for you, so then it's not going to work. So you got to take something that's small. We're not creating kitzoni people that all of a sudden, you know, we're going to be waking up, you know, at the chatzais and crying over Beis Hamikdash and tremendous. Maybe that'd be a very nice thing to do. Maybe one day. I don't know that it'll ever be for us. We cry in a different way for the Beis HaMikdash. But we're not waking up and all of a sudden we're going to be kitzonim. We're just trying to be healthy people, balanced people, normal people, measured people. Again, that's the machlo of people that think that they're working very hard on themselves. And it's like, it shouldn't be hard. It should be smooth. Real work on a person is very normal, is very smooth. I think I told them, I said, Shurkin brings it in Megid, that the kid was about Shuva who started wearing tefillin all day. You know this, Maisa? He started wearing tefillin all day. So, the Rebbeim told him, you can't wear tefillin all day. He said, will you listen to it? He wasn't listening. Will you listen to a gadol? So he said, yeah, bring me to Rav Scheinberg. He went to Rav Scheinberg, and Rav Scheinberg looked at him. He goes, what's the matter? You're not normal? Rav Scheinberg wore tefillin all day. You're not Rav Scheinberg. You know, it's like the why not you? It's like the story. All the gedolim, why not you? I'll tell you why not you? Because you didn't grow up like that. You could be something great too. You don't have to be that. Other rabbi, the gisha to be lo normali, to be like, if I'm not the gadol hador, I'm not matzliach, is such a fundamental misunderstanding of what it means to grow a person. The gedolim weren't trying to be gedolim. You understand? They were thrust into the role of gedolim, and often they were like miserable in that role. They don't want to be there. And I'm interested in being there. There's actually a kollel in the town of Mivasaret. It's like and Mivasaret is basically a chiloni town, but like hidden away in the recesses of this chiloni town is a kollel for like gedolim. And they come and they like hide out there. Everyone's like, hide out. It's a place for gedolim to go hide. So they don't want anyone to know that they're there. They don't want anyone to know that they're there. You think Rabbi Yashiv was learning when he was young, thinking to himself, if only I'll stay in the basement for another hour, then I'll be the Gadol HaDor? Nobody, they didn't have that sign that said, why not me? Because that wasn't their sign was just the mirror. What am I looking at? That was their sign. It's much more normal. The dogma. Bidvareinu abedidus. Ein chas v'shalom kavanaseinu lahoitzi as adam malachayev hachaver taim. So chas v'shalom, a person shouldn't have friends. That's an abnormal thing for a person to think that I have to be alone. I don't have any friends. Magmaseinu lahamid kol bar das lahachach shem tzi la'atzmo sha'achas shal hispedidus b'meshach shvua. We're talking about finding an hour. For 1 hour, not to be with people, to be alone with your thoughts. U'l'natzal yofa ha'shah shal bedidus ha'mizdamnus lanu le'itim. Chigom b'yikatzeinu b'layla. You're sitting here in a doctor's office. You have a couple of minutes. You're sitting on a bus. You have a couple of minutes. You don't need to run around. You don't need to listen to everybody else's conversations on the bus. You can sit for a couple of minutes and think to yourself. You're in a car. You don't always have to have the radio on. You don't always have to be listening to music even. Sometimes it's nice to listen to music. It helps you ride. Sometimes it's good to lose yourself in your thoughts. It's a very beautiful thing. Not to have any friends. Working on Bedidus doesn't mean not having friends. Bechol ha'anyonim ha'maisim ha'muvam b'maracha zu hinenu somchen al koach ha'shifut shalom ha'ayin shiyikve ba'atzmai be'ezim mido yechayev es atzmai b'maisim lo yafriz l'mailam en ha'briyo v'ha'muskul v'gam lo yigarem en ha'achrachi. Not to do less than you're capable and not to do more than you're capable, to be balanced. And there's obviously, we're talking about, you know, a person that is using his intelligence. Hashem yisparach yeh ba'azareinu l'takin asmeinu. And Hashem Yisbarach will help us in this journey of rectifying ourselves. Let's start already Perek Rishon. In a couple of minutes, let's start Perek Rishon. We won't get all the way into it, but let's already start Perek Rishon. Kol Adam Chayav Ladas Sheish L'Chashivas. Lo Chashivas Maduma Shu Machshav Atzma Ba'atzmo Kfishim Az Yisham Magdir Sagayva El Chashivas Bailas Mashmos Amuka Ve'af Mizazas. When we talk about Chashivas, this is a very important point. Worthiness today is another buzzword. Maybe it's, but in this way it's a very important one. You are not worthy because of anything you've done. That doesn't make any sense. There's not one maisa that we could turn towards in our life and say that was a perfect maisa. That would then make us worthy of everything. You're worthy because of who you are. So the chashivas that we have for ourselves is not chashivas over our achievement. That's gaiva, yeah? It's machshav atzmo ba'atzmo. It's like, I'm machshav myself as a self. If you have to be machshav yourself as a self, then you missed the whole point. You're machshav yourself because you are, not because you're being machshav yourself. If you're working hard to be machshav yourself, it's going to come out as gaiva. There's a belief that a person holds that I'm worthy, and that belief is natural. That's not gaiva. That's true. Kol echad ve'echad chayv leimer b'shvili nevra olam. Rashi claimer chashav ani kai lemale. A person needs to understand, I am an entire world. La'itardas asmi mina oilam ba'avira achas. Ka'olam mali, zuhi chavayat chad pamiuso shalom adam. Shalom haya od kemoso v'lo yeh kemoso ad sof kaladoros. This is the belief that a person has, that there is nobody else like me, and there will never be another person like me. I think I said it over before, but it's one of my favorite varlach from Rav Kook. The Rav Kook says, "Ad shana notzarti eni kadaiva, ad shana notzarti ki ilo notzarti." What we say in Yom Kippur davening, until I was born, I wasn't worth it, obviously, because I wasn't born. And now that I was born, I'm clearly not worth it, because I'm not doing anything. So Rav Kook said, he said, you're misunderstanding it. It's until you were born, there was no need for you. Now it's your cosmic time to enter into this play that nobody can fulfill it. Fulfill that role for which you were born. That's what it means. It's not a depressing thought. It's other rabbit. It's your turn. Get on stage, sing that song, play that part. That's what we have to do. Ani im hamizuk hamiyuchad shal kochasi bein laosam avos nolad b'tach osat kufa ob osa sviva. It's interesting all the things that Rav Olbi mentions that are so poshut today, but I don't think we're not so poshut when he was, you know, when he was around. I'm first of all, I have my own koiches. I'm the only one that was born to these parents. I'll say other children were born. I was the only one that was born in this time and into this circumstance. So memela, I'm unique. It's not possible. Alpi Kabbalah, it's even more than that. Alpi Kabbalah, only your nefesh went through those tzimtzumim to get down into that body. Every single nefesh goes through its own tzimtzumim. Of course, I have my own work and I have my own chelik in the Torah. I thought it wouldn't make sense anything else. My whole makar is from the Torah. And the whole world is waiting for me to come to the world and rectify what is mine to rectify, which is a very uplifting belief. Nobody else can do what I was meant to do. Zuhi chashivus. That's a powerful belief, to tell a person, only you can do this. Nobody else could possibly fulfill this rule. Only you. If you don't have this belief of your own, not importance in the sense of self-aggrandizement, but in the belief that I must be an important cog in this whole machine, otherwise I wouldn't be here. If you don't have that belief, then there is no avoda in Torah for you. Because what are you here for? Rashi, Kayanim, Sarim. Madas Amr, Vini David, Kayanim Hoyu. Kol Echad mi Yisrael Sar, Bal Milo, Ubal Achrayas, Kamesar, Medina. Every single one of us is an officer with our specific responsibilities within this great nation. Mitoch Agoshazu, Holoch Am Yisrael, Lekabel, Tar Misinai. And that was the feeling that we went with Tar Sinai. By the way, that's why we were able to be Ke'ishachad, Belevachad. Because in the army, yeah, we're working together to achieve a certain mission. So that guy has his mission, and I have my mission, and Yenim has his mission, and Adarabba, if his mission is to do X, and my mission is to do Y, it doesn't mean my mission is less important, because all of us are here for our chelik. Nobody else could do it. So everything works beautifully together. Today, when everybody is trying to make themselves into a sar, instead of understanding that they are a sar, so we end up becoming territorial in a very silly way. Oh, you think you're doing an important job. You should see what I'm doing. And of course, that's silly. That's Teres HaBal Shem Tov in its essence. Is we don't even understand the value of the simplest Jew who barely knows Aleph Beis and what type of tikkunim he brings to the world. So you think that you're the elite? Who knows who the elite is? Who knows who the elite is? And today we're so ready to knock down anybody that stands in our way, as if anybody today knows really what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants. I sometimes ask myself, like, is that what really the Rebbeinu Shalom wants? You see certain things happening. I don't want to get into details because it just bring us into a place we don't want to go. But you see people doing silly things all in the name of the Rebbeinu Shalom. You really want to just go over to them, put your arm around them. It's, Mamish, this is what you think the Rebbeinu Shalom wants? You're so klar. The truth is they're good Jews. They're probably just listening to the people that they think maybe have it a little bit more clearer than them. It's clear that the G'dayli Torah never really told anybody to do these things. But today is a fight over who's the authentic bearer of Torah. The Acharei Matan Torah, Vayemir Moshe Alam, Atiro, Kilo Ba'avur Zeh, Nosos Eschem Ba'olokim, Rashi, L'godol L'Reim Eschem Ba'olam, L'Nasos, Lashon Haram, Ugdula, Komer Harim Unes, Orim Nisi, Konos Al-Giva, Shuzakuf, Ba'avur Zeh, Ba'olokim, Nosos Nevu, L'kol Echem Yisrael, L'Gadlu M'L'Reim Eschem, every single Jew was given Nevuah because he wants to elevate you. Matan Torah from beginning to end was all about Gadlus Adam. Because it is not possible from a place of smallness, from a place of narrowness, of a lack of self-esteem. And I don't mean self-esteem today in the way that the world says self-esteem, but the real self-esteem that Rav Volbe is going to teach us what it means. Yeah, from katnus, it's not possible to believe that you're worthy of Kabbalah Satara and Kabbalah Satara.